Welcome back, everyone. Ava just wanted to interrupt my intro because she thinks this is her show. Well, guess what? She's on it for a third time because
I didn't get the warning that we were starting.
I literally counted down. I was like, we're starting.
And no, you did
like,
not. She and you literally she just started talking.
Listen, viewers, listeners, Ava, prior to the show, she was like, Anna, this is not your show anymore. Look at me. I am the captain now. Like, that was Ava.
Everybody likes hearing my voice. No, I didn't say that.
Nobody likes hearing your voice. Literally, I hate hearing your voice.
So you're saying I could just leave? Is this my signal to get out of here? You don't need me for
this show? We will discuss this after the show, Ava. This is a private matter and we cannot post this.
Ava's confirmed for our fourth episode.
Her yes. contract needs to be
renewed.
Renewed, yeah. Anyways, welcome back, everyone. I am currently in the Lazaridis School of Business and Economics.
Woo.
This doesn't compare to Noah Schnapp's university
bed. We're in public, so don't mind us just randomly breathing and just talking really quiet because I'm alone right now. I'm just talking to myself. I feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people around us and like everybody's staring at us. But I think that's just because we're the main characters.
We really are. If you could see Anna right now, she's looking good today.
Have a good what?
You're looking good today.
Oh, stop.
What did you think I said?
I thought you were saying Anna's having a good day, and I was like, no, I'm not. What was that noise?
Yeah,
there are so many mysterious noises. Guys, there was a Zamboni.
Zamboni.
I was thinking of my panini sandwich. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. We tried bite. What's it called? Bite?
Yeah.
Bite? Just the bite?
We tried the bite today. Bite 75.
I got a iced chai latte, and I put, they have like cinnamon, and I sprinkled a little bit of cinnamon. And they have honey packets. You know, I grabbed a couple of those. I have them in my pocket.
Oh, you didn't put it in the drink?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't do any sweetener. It was really sweet, though.
Honey is unpopular opinion. I don't like honey. I think honey
unpopular opinion? Nobody likes Anna.
Okay, I think the episode's over now.
Oh my gosh, 3 minutes in. Three minutes in.
Okay, here. I want to talk about La La Land. We want to see.
Yes.
Okay, so in moments of stress or anxiety, by the way, if you hear the Zamboni in the back, just ignore it. In moments of stress and discomfort, I either resort to two music albums. Why are people moving around all their chairs? Oh my god. What is going on? This is the worst place to record this. It's worse than
the turret. The turret, at least we were like distanced away from people. I was away from people when we were in the turret.
Anyways, can I finish my story? Can you stop interrupting me, Ava?
Go ahead.
Like genuinely, like sometimes it's so rude. Are you done?
Go ahead. Yes, I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you for your permission.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anyways, in moments of stress and anxiety, I resort to two albums of music. Number one, Vince Guaraldi Trio Charlie Brown Christmas. And two, La La Land Ultimate Experience with 44
songs. Both
are classics.
We love
exactly.
both of them.
I have good music taste. Oh my goodness.
You really can hear everything. That's
sounds
so
like
weird.
We're in a warehouse. Yeah, I don't know why.
Like, I know, we're not even that close to the sound.
Oh
I can
my
hear the
goodness.
Door.
Ava, I just saw what you typed in the chat. That is so rude. Ava just typed in hello, La La Land. And don't think I didn't see that message before.
My messages are so interesting. I give her like tips on what to talk about. Kind of like as director a little bit.
You know, I have experienced all Ava typed in. Ava typed in at the same time at 10:56. There's honey, rat, hello, La La Land, and now it's just tips. Ava is no help. I don't think she'll be visiting our next. We were supposed to have our neighbor on this week's episode, but I don't know what's been going on with him. He was very stressed yesterday. No, he's not stressed. He's going crazy.
Yes, I agree. We need to give him like a crystal to just calm down.
Yeah.
Which one's the calmness?
I think he could benefit from some amethyst.
Yeah.
Mindfulness. You guys believe in crystals? I'll wait for response. Thank you. The audience has spoken. The consensus is they don't.
No, they do. They definitely do. Yeah. No, I've got like a good collection of just stuff I found on the beach. Like I've got a lot of stained glass. I have a piece of petrified wood. It's my favorite. I love it. It's so interesting. It's a piece of wood that has fossilized over, I don't know how long it takes, but it takes years. It like fossilizes and the wood turns to stone. Like, you know how all fossils are kind of made? It's the same thing. Was that the wood turned to stone? And I picked it up on the beach and it's so pretty. I love it. I love it so much.
I'm glad you found that.
It's my prized possession. Like, I love it.
You know what my prized possession used to be? I
What?
had this piece of like, it was like glass type thing, and it was in the shape of a fish, and it was like blue and green. And I got it when I was like maybe six or something, six or seven. And I don't know where it is anymore. But it was really pretty. It was like a mini glass fish about the size of like this. Yeah.
Yes, 6 and 7. That's when I had like the coolest knickknacks. And sometimes I just want to look back on those days and I'm like, where did all those knickknacks go? Did I throw them out? No. I'm a borderline hoarder when it comes to keeping things. I
That's true.
like a I've got like a
You
junk
guys should
drawer.
see how much junk she leaves at my apartment.
I don't leave anything. I'm putting that on the
You
record
leave
right now.
everything.
I
You
have
leave
a single
everything.
mug. I have a single mug
She
and a
brought her own
couple of
mug. Can you believe
papers.
it?
Well, yeah, I have tea there every day.
Want to know something funny? Listeners, Ava ate ramen out of a pot.
Okay, so I only. Okay, I need to like defend myself here. I only have a mug at her house. And I don't like
We have
using.
bowls. We have
No,
plates.
but every time I ask Anna for a bowl, she's like, no. Who invited you into my like house? I'm like, okay, I'll just eat out of the pot. So I ate out of the pot. Because first of all, less dishes. Second of all, then I
Like
don't
you do
get yelled
dishes
at from
either
Anna.
way.
I
You
do
basically
dishes.
live at my apartment.
I'm putting it on the record that I do
See,
the dishes.
here's the thing. If you are a guest in my apartment, I will wash anything after you, not a problem. Ava visits me a little too frequently. Like I see her 25/8. Like
Damn.
she lives at my apartment.
Her Anna's true colors are coming out today. I didn't know she felt that way.
I'm kidding. I appreciate her because she is my one and only friend at Laurier. You guys can't see, but
She
I
blew me a
just,
kiss
yeah. Do you accept it? Do you accept
across.
it?
I do accept it.
Thank you.
She just did it across the glass.
Yeah.
Like everybody just saw her blow me a kiss.
Yeah. Who's everybody? Nobody is paying attention to us. You think you're the main character. I am.
I feel like the girl behind me
Oh, she definitely hears everything.
she definitely can hear
We
it.
should interview her. We should be like, hey,
Let's
what are your
just walk
thoughts?
around and interview people. Interview
Be
the
like,
security guard walking by.
I don't know if we should do that. That would be a good idea, though. Okay,
Could we do that for
nine
an
minutes,
episode?
dude, 9 minutes in, and we haven't talked about anything. What have we been talking about?
Been made. Points have been made. We're kind of busy today. We've got exams
Oh
this
gosh, we have
week.
so much stuff to do.
I have an exam today. What am I doing?
What? all your environmental environment and
You're good though.
basically
Yep.
Ava studies the environment.
That's one of the things I do.
She like measures how much water is in toilets and like what GMOs are.
I do GMO studies, but I also do like aquaculture. That's one of the things I submitted. Oh my gosh, I submitted that yesterday morning. I
I'm
was
tell your
writing it.
story.
I will tell my story. Okay, so with that, I had this essay due. It was due last night or yesterday at 12 in the afternoon. And so what happened was I was typing it the night before. I was like, oh, let me just get it done and submit it that night. So I had two essays, basically. I finished the first one, I submitted it, everything's fine and dandy. Second one, I'm getting all my information, I'm getting like my facts and what I'm gonna talk about. And I fall asleep. And this is like 1 in the morning. I fell asleep. I haven't written a single thing for the essay. I've just been doing like the outline. And wow, Anna. She's putting in the chat that it's boring and nobody cares. Great. Okay, I'll continue. So there I am. I fell asleep, and my mom wakes me up that morning at 7 in the morning, and she's like, "Ava, I didn't know you were gonna be up. You said you were gonna sleep in," because my lights were on. I had my computer on my bed. My phone was unplugged. My lights were on. I didn't go to bed. Like, I wasn't in bed. I was just typing. She thought I was awake. And then I panic and I have to write this whole essay in 2 hours before I go to school. And that's my story on writing that essay. It was a really bad essay, but I hope I do good on it anyway. And that's that.
Cool story, bro. Tell it again.
Thanks, I will. So, what happened last night
No.
was.
You remember when that was a thing? Cool story, bro. Tell it again.
I remember the cool story, bro, but I've never heard the tell it again before. I like it though. I like it. We need to tell our neighbors that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Okay, here, sorry. This is from the archives of my mind. When did you get Instagram? What year? How old were you?
I was in grade 8, so I was like 13.
Oh, okay. So then you wouldn't have known about this. There was this company called Fresh Tops, and I always wanted a shirt from them. And listeners, if you know what this is, it's like not old enough to be nostalgia, is it? If it's from like grade 5 or 6.
That's considering nostalgia. I would consider it that.
Really? Okay,
Yes,
well
most
they would
definitely.
put these like they'd put these sayings on these shirts, and if I were to show you, you would be like, oh my goodness, that is so 2016, 2015, not even 16. This is like 2015 or 14 even. Like it was like, hold on, search up Fresh Tops. It was like
I
this, I don't, I
am.
think they're
I'm in
probably out
right
of
now.
business right now. Yeah, literally look at the, go to images. I remember people on Tumblr would
I'm on
post like,
Instagram.
are they still a company?
I see Fresh Top is a scam as one of the top accounts. They have 11
Dude,
followers, and their last
Bethany,
post was in 2015.
are you serious? Like the
Hi, I am a
company?
voice. Hi, I'm a voice from the inside, a former member of the Fresh Tops team. I would like to make a simple suggestion. Please do not order any more items from Fresh Top. Dang.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know it was that bad. All I know is Bethany Moda had a shirt from there.
Oh, look at this. Look at this post. That's good. This
What
one's
is
from
it?
2013, and it's a shirt that says, "Hug me, brother." I just sent it to you.
Yeah, dude, I'm like, look at the Google images. Like, there's ones like, oh, I
Oh
can't
my
be no
gosh, but look at the
Superman,
photo.
but for you, I'd be superhuman. Look, they had ombre colors with One Direction signatures on them. Like, if this isn't the oldest thing ever, then I don't know what is.
I found your cool story bro shirt. It's from
Yeah.
Fresh Tops.
Yeah. That's like, yeah. They had one with like Harry Styles tattoos. I want that sweater. You know the one with Harry Styles tattoos?
No.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. There's one with Nutella. Like, this is so old. Oh, then there's like these matching ones. I'm her Styles, she's my Tomlinson. We're beautiful like diamonds in this. Dude, this is so like.
I see one that says Belieber for Justin
Yeah.
Bieber.
Starbucks Queen. Like, these
Oh,
are
you on the same
so.
account I am?
No, I'm on Google Images,
Oh,
but
I'm
it's
looking
like
at the
all their
same
old
images.
stuff. No, these are from Pinterest too. They're why? Okay,
Swagger.
can we talk about like this old thing with like just the Bethany Moda era? Let's talk about the effect that Bethany Moda had on us.
I don't know who
Because,
Bethany Moda is. Let me just search her up.
excuse me, Mac Barbie 07, the YouTuber.
Bethany Moda, hold on.
Listeners, you're hearing this right now. Ava's a fraud.
I don't know who this is.
Are you serious? She had like 7 million subscribers. The chokehold this woman had on us.
Oh, I think a class just ended. I think
Oh
people are coming
no.
out.
Oh no, do
Gonna
we need
get
to
long
pause
for a
this?
minute.
Let's pause this. Wait, no, I think this is a group of people. I don't think it's a class. Dude,
Okay, so I guess this
anyways,
is a group of really
since
loud
Ava's
people.
super, there's this shirt, look at this. Okay, like Fault in Our Stars, like
That's,
it's like that
yeah.
old.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, I just thought I always wanted a shirt from here. And now that I look at it, it's like,
That's really cringy. That's really
thank.
cringy, Anna.
Okay, listen, do you know this was like popular at the time? Freshtops.co? There's still a website? Oh, they just changed their brand completely. They're selling like regular crop tops now. Oh no, these aren't regular. These are really ugly. They look like, you know what they did with the like the website? All they did was like they took one picture of one crop top and then they just like photoshopped different patterns onto it. I think that's what Amazon and websites like AliExpress do, where they will like just have one picture and then change it a bunch of times to just show like different
Yeah, and
colors.
they claim it's like consistency. Yeah, it's for consistency so that you're not
Yeah.
looking at like a bunch of the same photos that are just slightly off.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else are
Anyways,
we gonna talk about? La La Land? Did we skip that? I can't remember. What else? Oh, I'm on season
anyways.
3 of what's it called? Oh my gosh, I completely just
Daredevil.
blanked. Daredevil. Yeah, I'm on season 3 right now.
No, can we please talk about La La Land?
Okay, but then after I have to just rant really quickly about
Okay,
Daredevil.
no, talk about Daredevil, then we'll talk about La La Land. I will let you rant. Go
Okay,
ahead.
it's perfect. Thank you, thank you. So for Daredevil season 3, I'm on episode 3 at the moment, and it is so boring. Like I can't spoil it, but there's just nothing going on. Nobody's getting their butts kicked. Nothing's happening. No one, nothing's, nothing in the plot is moving. The only thing that has happened is that we've set up these new characters. There's at least two new characters that I think are going to be really big in the next couple episodes. Just because we saw like their family and their backstory and everything. And I think that that's going to be big. But I am excited because I've been told by some of my friends that season 3 is one of the best seasons and it's very good. It just takes a while to get warmed up. So hopefully that is the case and I will get entertained. I will be entertained. But yeah, that was kind of just my rant. I can't spoil too much because a lot of it is kind of just important. But yeah, that's mine. You can go on your La La Land rant now.
You're crazy to think that you're not joining me on my La La Land rant. So listeners, do you want us to do a La La Land Ultimate Experience 44 song karaoke? Because I'd be willing to. Ava, what do you think?
I think that would be such a good idea. It's just us singing for 45 minutes.
I think our neighbors already have to deal with that. This isn't anything new. Okay, La La Land, let's talk about it. Is it Emma Stone?
It is Emma Stone.
She's a great actress. I don't know what it is. her fate. I don't know. She seems like a nice woman. Like, she's, you ever had those Amy actors face, or like those singers that just like you look at them and then you're just like, eh. Like, she's a great actress. She's been it. Yeah. Like, for me, she's just one of those actresses. But she's really good. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, La La Land, let's talk about it. Spoilers. I'm gonna spoil the movie. I'm gonna spoil it. It's been out for so long. If you don't know it, then that's on you. It hurts.
Ava, let's talk about this. I haven't seen it in a while.
Because they are such a good couple. Like, it starts from, like, it's sort of like an enemies to lovers type thing. And I love that. And then it's like, they just have a lot of problems. Like, you think, like, oh, they're so cute, whatever, right? And, like, they're a good couple, but it's like, it's just, like, there's no, it's not integrative. Oh my gosh,
you did not just say that. Okay, everybody, I'm just going to fill you. Yeah, I'm going to fill you in there. Integrative is one of the buzzwords in BU-121. She's applying her course concepts into her recording today.
Yeah, and, like, they just, it really hurts. It hurts to watch because you know that, like, they should be together because they get along so well, but they just want two different things in life. And so that's why they can't, like, they can't be together. And, like, the ending where, like, it goes over what their life would have been like and how it would have been so nice and then all of a sudden all back to normal, that hurt. That hurt me so much. And I pray to God that I won't ever experience anything like that because that's something awful to go through. But it just sucks seeing, like, you get along with somebody so well and it's just like circumstantial stuff. Like, it's like you don't want to, you know, do the same thing in life. Or not even like that. Like, your paths just don't align. Yeah, it's just like
the situation. The feelings are there. But
and it hurts to watch.
It's all there.
Like, everything is there. It just doesn't. It's like. It's not integrative. It just doesn't add up the way it should. Like, the puzzle pieces don't fit. Like, you know, like in the marketing, the 4 P's, product, price, place, promotion. Like, there's no
the product.
There's no promotion. It's just price and place. Oh my God, product and promotion is there. It's just price and place that isn't.
Yep.
What did you think about the relationship? Because I'm speaking about something that I watched maybe like 2 years ago. No, mine's been longer than 2 years. Because
it came in 2016, 2017. I know I watched it like right when it came out, and that's about it. I never rewatched it. But I remember that it was really sad. That's all I remember. I remember I liked the music. I listened to it a lot with Anna. And we do sing it quite frequently. But I can't remember much about it. We do
musical nights.
We do.
Like, I just remember, from what I remember, they meet up at something. Like, they first meet up in the traffic. So it's like you don't even expect that. And then, boom, they get together. And then, again, they can't be together. And it sucks. But the music is very nice. And we keep singing, what is it? Lovely Night?
Yeah, because that one. Yeah, that's that the one. With the Ryan Gosling. So we both take two different characters. Usually I take Ryan Gosling. Anna usually does Emma Stone, despite her distaste for her.
Yeah, but I like the. What is it? How does it go? And I'm frankly feeling
nothing. Okay, you really put me on the spot there.
But I'm frankly feeling nothing.
Da, da, or it da. Could be less than nothing.
Good so to you know. Agree. Yes, that's true. What a waste of a lovely night. See, like, that's the thing. Like, they're singing about, like, them, like, it just being awful, but it's, like, not. And it's super nice, and it just makes me sad. Let's talk about our Valentine's Day.
How was everybody's Valentine's Day?
Is there anything to talk about? I hope you guys had a great Valentine's Day. I hope you were all spending time with your loved ones, or if not with your friends. We had a Galentine's Day. Credit to our friend Sophia for showing us the place. It's very lovely. We went to, what is it, Pure and Simple. Really good food there and really nice atmosphere. We waited for food for like 30 minutes.
Anna made me take 35. So many photos. I have over 500 photos of just Anna. Of just Anna.
Me? Can we talk about... No, you don't. You're thinking of Caroline.
You both took Caroline up like 700 photos. Caroline is worse than me. I'm not even joking. They just kept taking my phone.
Yeah, but then no, I got just some like fire Instagram pictures.
Yeah, she did have really good photos, but my storage really is completely ones. Messed up now.
That's not true. Just delete everything.
Sorry, a gaggle of people just walked
people
by.
Walked by us. A gaggle. I've never heard that before.
It's like a gaggle of geese.
Wow.
With people.
Gaggle of goose?
Yeah. Gaggle of goose.
Dude, okay, if you could be an animal, which one would you be? Actually, no. Can I be honest? You give me porcupine. Such porcupine
energy. That's so
weird. Energy.
If anything, I thought I'd be a hedgehog.
But, like, either way, like, you see, like, the physical, like, resemblance. Like, your aura is, like, a small
Hey,
rodent.
Not even, like, a guinea pig, a hamster, a rat. You just went straight for a porcupine. But they're so big.
Because,
no,
like, porcupines are adorable, but they can
porcupines
also, like...
Porcupines are big.
No, they're not. Oh, they are big. Yeah, yeah. I
Where
see
do
as
porcupines
porcupine.
Live?
What are you... In burrows.
Okay, there's so many people here. I feel so uncomfortable talking about them.
That's fine. You have to push.
They're
your,
looking at me. They're making
limits.
Eye contact with me.
Okay, so because you're just sitting there and you're talking to yourself. You look like, oh,
and the recording here and the podcast.
Okay,
they're like
anyways,
actually looking at
matter.
Me. It's really embarrassing.
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. What animal would you say?
I feel like you're a salmon. Aren't salmon smart? Wait, what's the smart fish? It's like a salmon or a tuna or something.
You did not just say I'm a tuna fish. I'd give you a porcupine
tuna
and you
tuna is really good.
Fish.
I used to watch, what is it? I used to watch tuna something. It was a TV show on National Geographic. And it would be those fishermen. And they'd catch these massive tunas, and then my favorite part is when they would stab it, and they'd like take it, they'd take out like a chunk of it, like from the inside, and they'd measure the quality by how pink it is. I remember that so vividly. And every episode, I'd be like, "That is a good tuna," or like, "That's a bad tuna."
See how we learn a lot.
But yeah, I feel like you'd be like a really high grade tuna.
Oh,
there's a class.
Oh my gosh. There was a herd of business students. And we
There's
can say
so
that because we're business students.
And the worst part is, like, when we say we're across the LAS, like, we're between a hallway.
Oh, yeah, like, you know when you walk into LAS and then there's just, like, all those
couches?
Aren't
you separate
couches?
Just facing
right
now.
Yeah, because if we're close to each other, then
I'm
can,
sorry,
like,
this is so loud. People are walking.
This is a lot going on. I feel like
people
I'm in a mall.
Are walking so close to me too. They can barely. They can touch me.
Okay, I'm sorry. You talked about watching National Geographic. I love. Okay. Something a lot of people don't know about me, at least in university, they know about this about me back in high school. My favorite movie genre, yes. Just guess, Ava.
Horror.
What do you think it could be?
Yours.
It's yours.
Oh. What's mine?
No, guess what mine is.
What yours
you will
is.
Not be able to guess.
For documentaries Or just documentaries, because I know you love documentaries.
Yeah,
okay, that was not hard at all. I know you like documentaries. It's all you talk about. Literally, her whole personality revolves around liking documentaries and hating Coca-Cola.
Oh, and look what happened yesterday. Uh-oh, that's quite embarrassing, actually. Anyways, back to topic. I'll explain this earlier. I love watching underwater documentaries about, like...
That was a good one.
No, but I heard about that one. No, I like learning about, like, what's in, like, the Marianas Trench. Or, like, those, like, angler fish. Or, like, weird, like... just cells and organisms that live in the deep sea. I think those are pretty cool. You know, want to know a fun fact? Fish that live in the bottom of the ocean, well, first off, a lot of fish can't live at the bottom of the ocean because of the water pressure. So that just, like, you know, crushes their skulls and stuff. So a lot of fish, they have, like, a different developed, like, skeletal system and just muscular system and everything. It's fine.
Don't freak out.
A lot of them.
But a couple of people I know you know, and they just passed you behind you into the elevator. Well, they're gone now. Don't mind that. Also?
Who?
No.
Wait, message it. A couple of people I know. Oh no, is it the friend we made yesterday?
It might have been somebody else from our accounting that we've only seen once before. Maybe I've seen a picture of them, and I think I saw them. Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh,
I think
my goodness, that is crazy.
Yeah, that person. I think so. Because it looks like them.
Oh my god, and they heard me talking to myself. No, they don't. That's fine. Anyways, what I was saying. So, fish at the bottom of the ocean. They have, like, weirdly developed skeletal systems so they don't get crushed by pressure. Is that... Oh, I thought that was our neighbor. No, our neighbor isn't that well-dressed. I can say that. He's our friend. And also, they don't have eyes.
Wow, how crazy is that?
Why, you may ask?
Whoa!
Because it's dark and they don't need eyes. Like, they've developed, like... all their other senses are, like, heightened because of their lack of vision, because they don't need it, because it's, like, super pitch black. And when you get, like, in the middle of the ocean, closer to the bottom, then those are the fish with, like, the lights. Like, you know, like, bioluminescence, that's, like, very prominent there. So, yeah. What do you think about that?
I just searched up fish in Google, and I think you resonate with the second photo. That's my opinion.
Second photo of fish. Oh my, Ava.
I don't mean that. I'm so sorry.
I do mean it.
Everybody do it. It looks a lot like that, Anna. So if you search up fish into Google, that second photo is Anna.
Ava, that guy looks like Drake Bell. That guy looks like Drake Bell. What do you think about Drake and Josh?
I never watched it. Not really.
Are you, like, serious? That was one of my favorite shows. Anyways, Drake and Josh. Sorry, listeners. We had a bit of a technical difficulty.
Again. From Drake and Josh.
And... guys, you know, February, month of... You know what? Let's scrap.
It's been going good.
February. How's it been going
for
you, Ava?
How about you? Yeah?
It's been okay.
That's good.
It's been all right. Yeah. I'm in such a messy emotional state right now. My heart is racing.
You didn't have coffee. You had tea.
Drank a lot of coffee.
I had a chai. No, I didn't say I had coffee. Yes, you said you had coffee.
That's tea as well.
You had an Earl Grey. Does that have caffeine in it?
I meant caffeine, Ava.
I thought Earl Grey was a sleep tea.
Yeah, it's black tea.
I've just been having Earl Grey at night. I didn't know.
No. What is wrong? Oh my gosh. Yeah, Earl Grey, green tea, they all have caffeine. It's kind of crazy. But, Drake and Josh. I love that show. I have episodes downloaded on my laptop. My old one. I have it on iTunes. Like, I think I got, like,
yeah, you're gonna have to explain this one.
It's so funny. I think if I would be, the one where they go to spy on Megan because she just got a boyfriend and they go to the movie theater but they can't go as themselves, so they go to a local, I think it's a temple or a synagogue or something, and they dress up and they're like, no, it was a temple, and then Drake was like, oh, you had to get like these outfits or something like that, and then Josh was like, the costume shop was closed, the temple was open. It was so stupid.
I'm glad that resonated with you.
I thought it was hilarious. And there's another one where they get like, and they really like the guy because he's like everybody's Japanese candy dealer. Just Japanese candy is good. Ava, you would know. You talk about your favorite candy. Just go off on a tangent about candy.
I don't really know why.
The platform is yours.
I'm the candy expert. I'm really not. Did we talk about the gum I brought? Maybe we didn't. But we didn't. Okay. I've been told by Anna that we have not talked about the gum. Oh, we have. Oh, Anna's saying that we have now. She's really good with communication, everybody. Okay, so I like the gum that we've had. That's still sitting on the kitchen table because there's so much of it. We also went to 7-Eleven a couple nights ago, and some of their stuff is super overpriced. I got a bunch of lollipops because they were like 39 cents, and I'm only going to get something that's under a dollar if it's candy related. That's kind of my motto, but I don't know. That was kind of it, though. I don't really know much about... I don't know why she thought I was good at... Oh, you know what we saw?
I don't believe you. You eat so much candy. Chips. Like, you know what's good and what's bad.
Like, cucumber-flavored Lay's chips. I'm getting... Dude, I got stared at by the girl behind you.
Yeah.
Like, she flipped her hair.
We did.
And just stared at me. Turn around. That girl. Yeah, that girl. Kind of intimidated right now. Okay, confirmed.
Because we're hot. That's why.
The last time I was at the airport...
You know what I miss? I miss going to the airport.
I was flying home from Florida during COVID.
That's so weird. Because last time I traveled was in like grade 7. But my dad... came back from Florida right before lockdown, like before they announced it, but as like it was new and they were closing schools. I remember like it was yesterday, basically. In my drama class, we were working on these collectives, which we worked on for like literally 2 months, and they're these huge, like, it was just a bunch of like mixed media, like performance art stuff, and it would be like 45. It was a 45-minute presentation.
And I'm listening
Ava,
to your presentation
right
for drama that takes 30 minutes.
You're very disengaged.
I just told you everything you just said in
you're
less
just
words.
Angry because I called you out on it. Anyways, so we were working on this thing, and I remember my group was supposed to perform on the day before everything shut down, right? And then we thought, oh, March break, another week, it's fine. No. Anyways, I got food poisoning so we didn't even end up presenting. And then when we were gone for months, then they were like, okay, we're just going to scrap the whole project. So the first like 2 to 3 months of grade 12 in my drama class were just wasted completely. And like we spent every class rehearsing, memorizing, lights, sound, everything. And just we didn't do it because of me. In my group, like we volunteered. We wanted to get it out of the way, right?
Wow.
And I just took one for the team. I got the food poisoning and we were good. Yeah. Anyways, the story, the where I was going with this. So then after that, we went to the mall because there was a mall right next to my house. And we went to New York Fries. And that day, my friend from high school, he was some like manager. I don't know how he got the position. He is, I don't know if he's qualified.
Wow.
But, yeah. He was a manager at New York Fries. So I got free poutine and then I went
home.
Very nice.
Very nice.
And then my dad came back from Florida and,
that's your COVID. That's so like your first COVID-related story.
I just wanted to share. I really hope you enjoyed the story.
Yeah.
The thing being canceled.
They look at me as they walk by me.
Not everybody cares
like
about you enough,
I'm
Ava.
Looking at them. I make eye contact
with
them.
Stop worrying that every person that...
No, but you have a chair. You have like a section.
Dude,
I'm literally
like...
Okay.
Look
so
at me like
my
I'm
first COVID story, like I said... I was in Florida. Like, it was spring break. I left early. I left a couple days early so I could go down. And then in Florida, there's no news on it. There was no news on, like, oh, Canadians come home. Or, like, not just Canadians, but anything on COVID. And we got many calls from our family just, like, what are you doing? Get home. Like the Prime Minister said... that you need to come home. He's calling Canadians home. Like, go home. We're like, oh, okay. We went home, like, the next day. We're, like, kind of freaked out about that. But, and then at, and obviously this is before masks, right? So everybody had their shirts on their faces, or they did have masks. And I don't know why they got their masks, because it was, like, the first week. It was the first couple of days of COVID. And I don't know. They were very prepared. Yeah, that was a big thing. That was crazy. Toilet paper and
paper just ran out.
Hand sanitizer. That was.
What was that?
People.
Why?
Yeah, yeah.
You remember the mask shortages too?
Yeah, it was masks and toilet paper.
That was it's pretty hectic.
Yeah,
I where we are,
you told me about that a couple days ago, March 1st. That's really recent, like, that's really soon.
Yeah. I think it's time
it's
to,
just,
like, look at what other
whenever I
provinces
think of,
are doing, too. I think it's kind of, I don't know what I think. Because it's, like, good and it's, like.
Oh, I hope not.
I don't think we can fully get rid of it. I think it's just going to become part of our
day-to-day
lives.
I really
hope
not.
But
when
I
think of,
like,
COVID-0, I just think of, like,
it's hard.
Toronto. Like, just Toronto shows up in my head. I'm like, oh, no.
It's not that bad. Well, in Toronto, I don't know. When I went there, it wasn't that bad. There's some people that are a little bit scary on the subway. Like, they just cough and sneeze everywhere, but other than that.
That covers everything for today.
Wow. Well, I think that,
it was nothing. We should change the name
what
to
was
a whole
this
lot of nothing.
Literally, we did one topic that was planned. Like, I
45
hope,
minutes
okay,
of nothing.
I'll take that up with Jack. that'll be my next, if I have my own podcast, whole lot of nothing. I hope everybody has a great,
good luck on
midterms, reading week, and just a lovely time. Spend time with your families. Good luck on your midterms, and just be safe. Bye.